Welcome to Melty Titanium, being recorded on September 14th, copyright 2010, New Grand View Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 6:13 p.m. Hawaii time.
Good morning for all the news that is news across the non-physical nation.
That's the fact. It's Melty Titanium again. We're here. We've been away. We've been busy. Might get busy again tonight. Anybody got any questions?
Oh, very wonderful. But now you got to follow up with Ethel Merman.
Oh, yeah.
The things coming up, roses. Don't forget the highway to heaven and the stairway to hell. The last resort, our Eagles' favorite. And bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Oh, that's a new one.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. The good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This will be the day that I die."
Anyways, they're all happening right now. So, what is the audience, what is on their mind?
Oh, Matthew's got some stuff on his mind.
New York, New Jersey, Matthew.
Yes.
What's on his mind?
Well, short version, the asking is significant, but not as significant as the answer. So, one more time, Matthew, here you go. The answer to your question is, there is always an answer.
There's always an answer. Because I said, he's going to wait for the position of having no answer. And that ain't going to happen with Ion.
Even in this engagement, that he isn't sure that he's engaging.
He's not sure? That's his eternal doubt?
He's trying to ask the question in a forum on our level, and he's trying to find the one question that is unanswerable to validate his place of power. Well, that kind of gets taken away very quickly because there is never an unanswerable question. Even in this forum, this venue, he's wanting the answer, well, the non-answerable question, and the answer to his non-answerable question is, there is indeed always an answer. So try again later. Got a question from Richard. Wants to know when you have family ties that seem to be encroaching in you developing your place of power, how do you embrace it? How do you get on with it? How do you break the chains that bind without hurting your loved ones, without, you know, separating yourself from your family, without making them feel less than because you're coming into your very own place of power?
That's a tough question. That's a big question.
Yeah, it is. And it's very simple. Please and delight yourself completely, Richard. And as you ease into that, don't do it all at once. Do it little bits at a time. Always with a great level and degree of appreciation to the genealogy that you're trying to stay connected to. So therefore, as you are grateful for your family ties, you come into your own place of power and constantly reaffirming that it was their connection that allowed you to activate your own place of power, then it will soothe any woeful becoming that your family goes through. Well, screw that. Let's just spill it. Your mama will get over it if you love and appreciate your mama and speak only of gratitude and appreciation that because of her, you came into your place of power. And once that happens, she'll be released from you just as you feel bound to her.
That's a good answer.
Barbara still lost her pet.
Are Barbara and Richard tuning in?
Yeah, Bob, how would they have their questions otherwise, baby?
Well, maybe they're non-physical engages and they don't know it.
Now, that's the best question ever, Bob. Would you like to develop that? You done got the astro glide out now, Bob. Now, carry on.
Yeah, there's a degree of communication with ion with the non-physical here during non-attendance to melting titanium.
But it's not non-attendance. Let's call it lucidity, would you like that word better?
Okay.
No, no, that's not an okay. That's a poke at lucidity, because lucidity would have a greater affect on the causal effect of whether or not you have knowledge that you're participating. Now, we'll give you an example that you know, but we won't use names just because. You had those humans who have their non-physical engaging with non-physical. Well, that interaction crosses with other humans. The example would be the recent position where they could describe things that they didn't have physical mind knowledge that they had embraced. And yet, they could describe it explicitly.
I don't get what you're talking about.
The conversation the other day, you had a phone conversation, and things were described. A visit was made. They didn't remember in their physical making the visit, but yet they could describe it voluminously that no one could guess. And they were pleased that they had activated that place. So even in the physical, they didn't know they participated, Bob, and yet they got all the answers to the questions. Now, that's what we're talking about. Your question of lucidity, well, no, that was our word, but your very delicious point was, can you participate in melting titanium and not be cognizantly aware that you are participating? And we say all the time. Now, that'll tell you something if you start your shift a bit. Once you get your shift a bit, that'll do a lot of explaining. Because sometimes you'll have queries and quandaries and, well, the people who've been listening for a little while, they like the word anomaly. Okay? But now we're not making it quite that plain. We're not saying that every time you have an anomaly means that something's going on you can't recall. And it's an example of it. But that's not true every single time without fail or exception. So, we're trying to make a new word, which we do all day, every day. That's never a problem. But we want to make it a word that'll stick. Okay? If you have a king and you're the king, and you have a kingdom means something that you have rule over. So what the word we're trying to discuss here, that you come into a full physical and non-physical unity in being the king, having a kingdom. So would that be an example of kingdonium? Kingdom with I-O-N. Kingdonium. That would be the complete overlaying of all three kingdoms, which we've spent, now we've spent all, how many hours convincing you they're separated? Now it's time to merge them back together. Isn't that fun, Paul?
Well, I've noticed this pattern before.
Say the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be, is she?
No, you're being the same old gray mare.
Yes, but you couldn't get there. If we started out with kingdonium, you'd have shook too many off the ladder before they got to the first rung. Now, don't forget, how many times have we told the story about what the riddle me this? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, Humpty Dumpty took a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. And now we're going to do it one more time. Well, we did. And the answer to the riddle is, why, degree of separation, why, or is there a possibility to put Humpty Dumpty back together again? And if there is not, is there a specific reason? Boy, we did that without a degree of separation, but boy, it was a mouthful, wasn't it, Bob?
The Humpty Dumpty thing? You said, is there a reason?
Yes. That all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. That's the riddle.
Yeah, I got a lot to say about that, but when you say that you create the three kingdoms and then bring them back together, that's the micro version of why we went into visual space. People say, why are we going to the Ark of Covenant? We had to split it up.
To split it up is a great word, and here's what this is like. Because we speak of the labyrinth more than we speak of anything else, the labyrinth of the mind, and how you use that as an excuse to cross yourself up with yourself, you left yourself perfect, running clues of reconnection possibilities to your back place of power. Got it. Next. Bob's just looking at them lemons and they're just withering up. He's dehydrating lemons as we speak. Vulpectomies while you wait.
Yeah, spring clean up. We're just throwing out these lemons. So, next pattern, I got that one.
Okay. Well, that's now it's your turn.
See? If I hadn't got it, then I wouldn't have to do anything. Now I got to do something.
You got it. That's right. Now, the new fun stuff. There's fun stuff afoot.
So what's the new stuff?
Very good. The interplay with building of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to, once you get all the patents back, the numbers,
mm-hmm.
all the patents back, and we get the trademarks for some of the words that we're slinging around that you want to use and protect,
mm-hmm.
because other bright, intelligent human creators are going to pick up on this, and then we'll have to change a name because somebody else will trademark our patented name, and that's just keeping it to yourself until. Now, see, if you call it some kind of sugar, something, but as long as it's not Selenose, no problem. You see? So, but once we get all those back and get them set, then you can actually drop some, just the names, to let them give them life.
Mm-hmm.
You're opening to give them life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the most simple, you know, cheeky, light, like Bob's pink elephant string theory scenario that becomes, like you say, Bob, we know what we're doing. And you make it a bit of frivolity, and then they just kind of go, well, this is no different than Bob going on one of his tears, and Ion, you know, tearing everybody a new one or tearing themselves a new one. So there's no issue at all in that thing. But the setup is the trademarks now become a bit, we would add a bit of significance to that portion of the program. Now, Carolyn, if you would like, if you wanted to find out any bill of particulars or details regarding trademarks,
mm-hmm.
please do so. Engage
mm-hmm.
to find out the basics so we can then later, you and Bob and JW, can have fruitful conversation regarding it. If you've got the basics of what you know about it, then you can engage, because otherwise you're going to go, I don't know anything about it, per se. I don't know enough to know if it's good or bad or okay or not, because your essence of creation is going to be required in the process of deciding the direction that you want to handle it. You could say you'd do it by default, but then the fault is the problem. You see?
There is a fault.
Yes, Bob, you got that. Very good. Because now that was the way we whirled all the way back around to Bob saying he was going to do it by default. Very good. So it can be someone else's fault. Indeed. Good. Now, that's manipulative play. We had a conversation and twirled it around a little bit to the point someone even listening and engaging wouldn't have a clue the essence of the conversation.
You mean we did do that?
We just did that, yes, Bob.
With the previous person, I guess.
With you.
Oh.
No, it was with you. Yes.
I didn't know what was going on.
Good. That's the point. That's what we're talking about. Very good, Bob.
Well, I still
home
don't
run.
Know.
Good. Home run. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Because, see, that's what we're talking about here. Because what's going to happen is as that you're building your audience. That's what's going on here. The more you build your audience, the bigger the perspective the audience is going to be. And here's the thing about non-physical. The larger you build this audience, the broader non-physical is going to be. So it's going to overload it very quickly.
Overload it. What's it?
The experience.
Of having a big audience?
No, of your non-physical. And that's what's starting to happen. Whether they like it, whether they don't, we don't seem to care as much.
No,
and
wait,
it's
not with us. We would be overloaded by the experience of a bigger audience. That's what you seem to be saying.
No, it's not quite that. Those that are engaging with us.
Right now.
And in future, as the audience increases, your crowd, your customer base, your whatever you call that, the INETs, whatever you're calling it, as that number increases, Bob, so does non-physical.
Non-physical increases?
Absolutely. As far as their connection to us.
You mean people already have more than enough non-physical, and you're saying in the outer kingdom it increases?
Yes. Yes. That concentration alone, we're not talking about
that's the power of a meme. Becomes a meme.
A focus.
Not a meme.
It concentrates. Yeah. It's okay. We don't mind meme. We like meme.
Okay. A focus.
That's perfectly all right with us. It's good with us. That's fine. But the bigger the meme, the broader the experience, the more focused non-physical must respond. The same way that the guff is increased when folks croak with many, many, many vast unrealized creations. It wouldn't fit. And that's what's starting to fall into place here that you're getting little tidbits of already.
Of what? The broader? You mentioned the guff. And
the experience. The experience.
Well, you're the saying experience. It's going to get broader. What's the detail? You mean it's going to get blander?
No. It's going to get more zapping. People are going to have anomalies that are crazy. They're going to pop here and there. You're going to start having an entire show, Bob, with just testimonials of, what the fuck? I was here, and now I'm there, and all I had was an engagement with Ion. I hate his goddamn guts. I can't stand to hear his voice, and I don't ever want to hear it again, and I'm ascended.
Yeah, what's that? But I'm calling in, and I want to know, from Ion, I can't stand his guts, but what's going on?
That's exactly correct. And it's not from an antagonist position. It's from a delicious place because it doesn't put them on the breast, which is what you were pointing out earlier, rightfully so, Bob. You're not trying to put more folks on the breastfeeding program. You're trying to bring them in, supply whatever they desire, and then allow them to wean themselves.
Right.
And in that process, then you have what you call participants who are empowered. Empowered.
I am empowered. Not E.
And what?
I am powered.
And what does that mean?
Empowered. I am expanding.
And that expansion is going to show up in us. It already is. But where it's going to fall out is back to the individual human creator. Because some humans aren't going to have this throne business because they're still going to be qualifying it with worthy. But if they get to go pop the throne a little bit, pop into the throne room and have a seat and see that the ambient temperature is pretty nice, then they by engagement could very easily warm up to the process of coming into their place of power.
Yeah.
But now, the shift now, there's several things Is Bob in the echo and hear Bob's, I see Bob's arm slipping out of JW's sleeve. There's three conversations going on here simultaneously. One is the new information, which we're freely sharing because we're free to share, no problem. The second conversation is the building of your repertoire of an audience, of your base. The third portion is balancing that within a larger picture. Those are three conversations. All are valid, all are necessary, and we're going to have to soften those conversations until they fully develop. So it's kind of like an in-between situation.
So that was the end of September 14, 2010, Melting Titanium number 74. You're listening to Ion, the tactician and the marketing and whatever else you call that talk, organizing our agenda.